During an 18-year period, more than 3,000 students at North Carolina's flagship university took bogus classes. Almost half of them were athletes. Kenneth Weinstein led a team of attorneys that came to that conclusion after reviewing thousands of documents, transcripts, and emails. They looked at 150 papers from the independent study courses in question and interviewed 126 students, athletes, administrators, faculty, and tutors. In the end, this report shows more fraud than what was previously known. UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Carol Folt.
I am deeply disappointed in the duration and the extent of the wrongdoing, as well as the lack of oversight, specifically vital missing checks and balances that, if in place, could have captured and corrected this much sooner.
Folt announced that 4 staff members had been fired and another 5 are under disciplinary review. Weinstein is the former number 2 man at the U.S. Department of Justice. He did not have subpoena power in this investigation. He briefed the North Carolina Board of Governors and the UNC Chapel Hill trustees at a joint meeting before sharing his findings with the public.
Oversight. You heard from Chancellor Folt about the deficiencies in oversight, and they were glaring deficiencies in oversight. And as somebody who spent most of his career in large organizations, that was probably one of the most striking things I saw about this.
Weinstein's 120-page report showed the fraud centered around the African and Afro-American Studies Department. For 20 years, Department Chair Julius Nyangoro was not reviewed by others at the school. During that time, Secretary Deb Crowder unofficially ran independent study courses.
She took that and basically corrupted it.
Nyangoro was indicted by the Orange County District Attorney for fraud. Charges against him were dropped earlier this year following his cooperation in this investigation. Crowder retired after 30 years with the university. She took the professors completely out of the picture when it came to those independent courses.
She'd give them the paper assignment. They'd go off and write a paper. They'd submit it to her. She would grade that paper herself and do so typically with an A or a B+. And the grading would be done pretty much without regard to the quality of the paper. There was never a faculty member involved in the process, and she did it all, including the grading.
The report showed links between that department and academic and athletic counselors. The no-show fake paper classes were used to keep athletes eligible. The report did not implicate any administrators or coaches. It did show the involvement of Jan Boxall. She's a faculty member in the Department of Philosophy and director of the Parr Center for Ethics. Boxall has called previous revelations of academic fraud astonishing. In one email exchange uncovered in this report, she approved giving a women's basketball player a D to stay eligible, admitting she didn't look at the paper and figured it was recycled from a previous course. Jay Smith is a history professor at UNC. He has been an outspoken critic in the wake of the scandal and had this initial reaction.
I have to say I'm surprised and pleased at the thrust of the report. It seems like Weinstein went pretty deep.
The report also attempted to address claims by Rashad McCants, a member of the 2005 men's basketball team. McCants spoke out publicly in June, claiming that he rarely attended class and never wrote any papers. Weinstein said McCants ignored requests to be interviewed, and thus no evidence emerged to confirm or deny his claims. Meanwhile, for the first time on Wednesday, Chancellor Folt said this is both an academic and athletic issue, and that she's now looking ahead.
I think we now have a full understanding of what happened. And the important point now is, going forward, how are we going to act?
It's not clear what comes next. The university did not say if it plans to review diplomas from any of the 3,100 students who took the no-show fake classes. Director of Athletics Bubba Cunningham said he has no plans to levy any internal punishments. As the NCAA continues to review the academic scandal at UNC, it will now take into account the most comprehensive record of what happened between 1993 and 2011. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.